blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary. Blessings to all of you. And today is a new episode. We're going to be talking about love, and we're going to be using the Word of God, which is in 1 Corinthians 13:1. And that you hear in the background is raining, so hope you guys don't mind about that. I'm going to be reading right now from the Bible that says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." And just stopping us right now is the matter that if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, so it means you are gifted, right? And so you can do or talk many things. You have some gifts, right? But it says the most important part is having the love. So I always reference this part as I read it. I keep referencing. I can picture myself like all these persons that tried their best in being leaders and prepared themselves to be in the altar, and they do so many things. They had to fight with more than that. They had to fight with their own ego. They had to fight with not thinking that what it matters is for them to be there, because what really matters is you're spreading what God tells you to spread, right? Could be in a important word, could be a preaching about something special, then is God using you to give this message? It's not that you are the person that people need to be praising about. So you need to refocus. That's what I picture more about this word. That it's more about doing things because you love, you want to spread the love of God to other persons. And sometimes it's hard because people are complicated. We all are complicated, and we have different emotions, and we have different backgrounds. So what I try to do about this, especially when people are hard to love, is just to pray for them, and not pray for them in a bad way. Just say like, hopefully this person can find the pathway of learning about God. Hopefully this person can come around some word of God that speak to them. Maybe God give me opportunity to speak to this person so we can solve things out, or maybe just talk to that person, or maybe just keep quiet about it and hear this person, see what is going on, and maybe I can help. And what it says to me, this word, is more about doing things because you care about the person. And sometimes really, really hard to love somebody or to just try to care about somebody. And I start by praying. If you ask me about this, like, it's hard to deal with people. So I start praying about this person. Like, look, this person is not in the right mind. I don't know what's going on. Just allow me an opportunity to see what's going on. And eventually the opportunity comes, and sometimes it comes, then sometimes it doesn't. But maybe not. Sometimes it's just about time. I give time to the person to see what's going on. But I try my best to love this person as I can, because I'm human. I do mistakes, and I don't know everything in this world, but I try. And that's the point about this, is trying. Because love is communication. Love is just trying to understand. You will not always understand everybody or everything, but you can have that trying quote. I put air quotes about this, like try to be that person you can talk to, or that person that can communicate whatever is going on. So communication, being a friend, being there for the person, that's love in different ways. And I like the last part is, I am only a resonating gong or a clinging symbol. So I look for the what means gong, which it means metal disc, and symbol, it means like a small bell. And both of these things can do a noise, then can be interpreted as music, they can be used as, yeah, as music, as an instrument to do many things, to just complement with a song, with a, you know, somebody singing, doing something about it. So I like this part because it says that doesn't matter how pretty you can be loud about, you know, how it doesn't matter how loud you can be, if everything that you're screaming about or everything you're doing doesn't have the essence of caring about somebody, of communicating some important message, or improving somebody, of a good heart, you know, having the good heart to do it, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to God. God doesn't see it as a good thing. So about love, it will be more about caring about somebody, communicating, and trying your best to see a part of Jesus in this person, and just trying to appreciate this person in many other ways. Because if that person hurt you, I understand you keep distance and you took your measurements for it. But what I mean about this is not about loving every person as equal. It's to love them in different ways. Like, somebody hurt you, then I understand you take your, you know, you keep your distance, like I said before. But it means like praying for this person that hurt you, that found his way, or maybe that understand certain things you need for that person to understand, for you to be okay. So you're praying for this person to have a wealth, is somehow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but you're not praying for harm, or you're not trying for that person to have a bad day, or not a bad day, but a bad experience at all. Just you're trying a good heart to keep God as the first responder, and you try to take everything that you have of this person that hurt you and put them in the hands of God, so God can take all this and make something different. So our position as sons of God, we need to understand that certain people, we have to keep them to distance, but we can keep just maintaining them in our praying, in our prayers, and in our thoughts, and in just in the matter of God touch this person, so this person can understand things and do better. This is like the way I try to do things, and the way this word can speak to me about this, especially, you know, in all this time, because not everybody's easy to love. And it's not easy for us to love to love ourselves also, and to understand that God is in us and rebuilding and is living inside of us as the Holy Spirit. So we have to keep ourselves, you know, motivated. I will say motivated, but not in a bad way. Just to keep ourselves in a good mind, that we have somebody who is taking care of us every step of the way and every day. So that's all for today. Hopefully the rest of the weekend you have an amazing one, and the next week. So blessings to all of you. Remember that we have a new episode every Friday, but the version in English, we have it this next week, not the next week. Okay, so the next week we're gonna have the same episode of today, but in Spanish. So if you are Spanglish, I will see you there, and if you're not, well, I will see you in the next week. So blessings to all of you. See you in the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.